Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In The Happy Paper Hanger by Merrill Vaughn, Scott Thayer, a fictional self-made millionaire who grows tired of doing everything good, decides to see if he can create a perfect crime and can get away with it. For over 5 years, he creates false identities, opens checking accounts, and then writes checks that will not clear. He creates disguises that continue to plague the Southern California law enforcement agencies until the cold case investigators are called in to assist. Merrill Vaughn, born in 1949 in California, is a retired U.S. Air Force veteran, dedicated his life to community service and education. After serving overseas, he became actively involved in local communities and served as a substitute teacher in New Hampshire, where he inspired countless students. His passion for storytelling led to the creation of the Cold Case Investigators series, beginning with the kidnapping, then the Happy Paper Hanger, the topic of today's program, and the prostitute killer. He resides in Pittsfield, New Hampshire, with his wife, Diane, and back with us on the program, author of the riveting suspense crime series Cold Case Investigators, is Merrill Vaughn. Merrill, a pleasure. Great to talk with you again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick, and I enjoyed being back again.
It's fun talking to you and all the characters that you've created and how you go into your writing, and it's all done so well. And we'll give you all the information on Merrill as we go through the program today, his website, where the books are available, all of that. We're talking specifically in the beginning of the program about the Happy Paper Hanger. Talk about this topic. How did you come up with this? A little bit different than the other two. How did you come up with this topic for this book?
Well, Scott Thayer is a fictional person, married to his wife, Stephanie. And like you described earlier, he's a self-made millionaire. He became one by discovering gold by accident, a gold nugget. And it turns out to be that they're very profitable. And he created a mining system that just multiplied so that over about a 10-year period, he became a billionaire. But he got tired. He got tired of being doing all the right things. So he decided to see what would happen if he would start writing bad checks. He created false identities. Emphasis on the word creating. He didn't steal identities.
Yeah, that's interesting.
He created false identities.
Yes.
And his disguises varied. At times he would go. At times he would have his hand wrapped up in gauze so that his fingerprints wouldn't be able to be taken. At one point, to the investigators, Patrick Johnson and the owner of Cold Case Investigators were having coffee at a local coffee shop, and they spotted who they thought was this person they were trying to find. And he sees them looking at him, so he takes off. And as they get outside, they hear a motorcycle roaring by, and he's waving his hand that was wrapped up in gauze. He's waving at him as he went by with a smile on his face. So he created several different disguises. At one point, him and his wife went to Las Vegas. And because they were going to go to the MGM Grand and see Vince Vaughn. Well, there was a movie set being done locally. So while Stephanie was trying to get tickets, Scott was talking to the costume director, and he was able to get a couple items. And he would use later on. And disguises varied, so they were very effective, and it would constantly throw everybody off, law enforcement and businesses alike. And at one point, he was described as being a long-haired, overaged hippie because of the outfit that he wore and his long hair wig. And eventually, though, to a drastic mistake, he gets caught. It was a tragic ending for him. He loses everything in the end, and he's not able to recover at all. So perseverance on both law enforcement and cold case investigators. John Summers was the main investigator in this one. Perseverance, thinking outside the box, so to speak, as
yes.
far as trying to figure out who this person was, where was he going to be. A lot of guesswork by Mr. Summers, and in the end, he gets caught because of Mr. Summers thinking outside the box. So, in this case, crime did not pay. Justice did.
That's an incredible story, and the book is doing exceptionally well. Read the reviews. People love the characters. They love the storyline. A little bit different, as I said, it's not your typical villain. They love how the story progresses, the surprises that Merrill throws in along the way. The book is The Happy Paper Hanger by Merrill Vaughn. Merrill's website is merrillvaughn.com, M-E-R-R-I-L-L. V as in Victor, AUGHAN.com. And information there on all of the books. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on to Merrill's website and go from there. How much fun was it creating this character? As I said, a different character, and he's sort of befriending the cops from time to time. He's sort of playing with the cops, you know, doing this. What was it like developing this character?
It was fun, right? It was fun writing this one. There was no violence. Nothing like what in the kidnapping or in the prostitute killer. This one here was fun, right? It was fun writing it. There were times that as I was writing it, I was laughing.
I was just going to say, I bet you had...
Trying to put in my mind with the different disguises and everything.
I was...
And it was fun. It was different style of writing.
And everybody really enjoys the book. The book is doing well. It's part of the three-book series from the Cold Case Investigators. This is The Happy Paper Hanger. The other two books, of course, available, The Kidnapping and The Prostitute Killer, and all the information on Merrill's website. The book's available, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. We touched on this before, and you're working, and you have a new book that's out now, and I'd like to talk about that for a few minutes here, because it's certainly a departure from what you did with The Happy Paper Hanger. This is a book that really touches a lot of people. The book is Through the Eyes of a Warrior. Talk a little bit about this book, where the idea came from, and how important this is for you to be delivering this book.
Well, this one, Through the Eyes of a Warrior, is not part of the series. It's
yes,
totally separate.
Totally separate.
And it started out with my writing poetry as a form of, you might say, rehabilitation for my mental attitude. That's how I got started in writing, was doing the poetry. And the Veterans Administration has a program called the Veterans Arts Program. I think it's called the Veterans Arts Program, where they encourage veterans to go ahead and write and to express themselves, and they complete their inner self.
Yes.
And then my publisher and I, we went ahead and we created a storyline to go along with the poetry. The main character is Jack Delaney, who is a Vietnam veteran. And for 50 years, he kept everything bottled up inside until one day he gets a letter in the mail. And he doesn't recognize the name, but with trembling hands, though, he opens the letter, and it's the granddaughter of his best friend that was killed in Vietnam and in his arms. In fact, he had him in his arms when he died. And she wanted to know about her grandfather because her mother would not talk about it. And she got him to... She's the one that the driving force to get him to write. So what we did was, throughout the storyline, we went ahead and we incorporated the poetry that I've done into the novel. And the poems range from veterans' issues. One of them is You Are Not Forgotten. And that's those that are still missing in action or considered to be prisoners of war. To poems about our country, our flag, our nation. A poem I did on 9/11. A poem I did after 9/11, on the days after. So from the responses that I've gotten from people that have read it, they're very appreciative of it, and they think they enjoy reading it. They think it's great, and they think that it would be great to be made into a movie or a TV show. Possibly, and I've been talking to people about making a stage play out of it.
Oh, yes. It has so much emotional impact.
It reaches everybody. It reaches everybody.
Merrill is a 22-year Air Force career military man, so he's... Well, in fact, I'll ask that question. How important was this to write the book, and what emotions were you able to draw upon from your own experiences in writing through the eyes of a warrior?
The experiences that I went through had a lot to do with the writing, with the writing of this one particular book. There's another poem in there called Far From Home. It's about during the holidays. I spent a couple tours overseas during the holidays, and it's lonely. And at one point, one of my tours, we ended up having we had a turkey dinner, but it was not really turkey. The chef went ahead and took spam and molded it into the shape of a turkey.
Okay.
But it don't taste like turkey.
Look like turkey, doesn't taste like turkey.
No. But and I also put in there the effects of the younger people that have never been away from home before, and what it's like to be away from home in times of stress, or just being away from home and loved ones during certain times of the year. So my time in the service had a lot to do with writing the book.
The title of the book is Through the Eyes of a Warrior, One Veteran's Truth, One Nation's Silence, for the ones who didn't come home and the ones who never truly did. And the end of that is so powerful. And the ones who never truly did. And you see that so many times in people that went through this, especially in Vietnam, and they've just never been able to sort out their lives after that, what they were met with when they came home, and all of the emotions that that go into that. Through the Eyes of a Warrior, you'll find information on the book at Merrill's website, merrillvaughn.com. And I did not realize the poetry background, so that's what started it off for you. You didn't start writing books first, you did poetry first.
Correct. The first poem I did was Happy Birthday. The first poem I did was called My Flag, and that was for Flag Day of 2001. And then the second one was Happy Birthday America for July 4th. And then the third one was the one on 9/11. That one there was called The Day Liberty Cried. And that's what got me started on the writing. And then eventually I just started to, I ended up doing the Cold Case Investigators,
which has been very successful. There are three out on that. Are you working on another one with Cold Case?
Yes, I am. I'm working on one. It's another Cold Case one. It's a little bit more involved. It involves a person with amnesia that's been missing for 5 or 6 years. And the more I dig into amnesia and the information that I get on it, the more intricate it becomes. And it involves quite a bit of information.
That's one of the hallmarks of what Merrill does, is the research he puts into this. So when you read it, it's all plausible. It's all something that could actually happen. So you've done quite a bit of research on amnesia for this.
Yes, the problem that I have is that I have to put my mindset in the time frame of the book, which is in the late 1990s, versus the knowledge that we have today,
yes,
in the 21st century, I have to put my mindset, I have to dig for information going back to 1990 as far as amnesia, how it's treated, what causes it, the different effects it has on family members. Versus what is now known today about amnesia. So my mindset has to go into that time frame.
Do you try to?
Sometimes that's a stumbling block.
Yes, I would think that it would be, but certainly a challenge. Do you try to do all the research before you start writing, or are there times when you're writing and you're continuing to do some research?
Yes. I'm continuing to do the research on it. And also I'm doing the researching with as far as how law enforcement works back in the 1990s versus 2025. I try to make the book sound as authentic as possible, as authentic as possible.
Yes.
Because I'm a firm believer that if the storyline is too far stretched out, that sometimes people may not really believe what they're reading. Versus if it sounds authentic, they become more involved with what they're reading. They become more enthused with it.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's plausible. Your story, what transpires, we feel comfortable that actually could happen. So we're actually, you know, reading something that could occur in real life. What's it like when you start on a project like this? Do you set up a certain time, you know, number of hours you work in a day, or how do you go about the writing process once you're ready to begin to put the book together?
What I try to do is devote a couple of hours every morning, because that's when my mind is fresher.
Yes.
And I might spend one or two days maybe looking at websites, trying to get ideas for the book. And I'll look at my note, I'll write down notes. And then the next day or two, I might go ahead and put it into the storyline and do some more researching. So it's not an everyday deal, but I try to spend at least 2 hours a day either researching or writing the book, putting everything together.
Do you have a certain place you like to write? Sometimes you talk to authors and they've got like a little corner somewhere in the attic where they go up and do their work. Do you have a specific area you like to use to write?
No, in the room that I call my den. It's a small room that if there's other people in the house, I go ahead and I just close the door, and I'm by myself.
A nice little escape.
It's just a hidey hole.
And it works. You've got that routine down to a science now in getting the books out. And it is always a pleasure to have Merrill with us on the program. The Cold Case Investigator series, 3 books in the series, and there will be more coming. We've got The Kidnapping, The Prostitute Killer, and the book we talked about at the beginning of the interview, The Happy Paper Hanger. All these are available wherever books are sold. Merrill's website is merrillvaughn.com. And we talked about the newest book, not part of the series, but a part that's getting excellent reviews as well, a book that's getting excellent reviews, Through the Eyes of a Warrior, One Veteran's Truth, One Nation's Silence, For the Ones Who Didn't Come Home, and The Ones Who Never Truly Did. That book is available as well, and all the information on the website. And Merrill, it's been a pleasure having you on the program once again. Look forward to the new book coming out, and you make amazing characters, and you bring them to life with your writing. And I'm so impressed with your writing, and looking forward to the new one coming out. Thank you for being with us once again on the program.
Thank you again, Rick, and I enjoyed today's time with you. And I hope to spend more time with you again later on.
We'd love to. There's so much more to talk about. A very talented, gifted author, Merrill Vaughn. I'd like to thank EC Publishing, LLC, for today's interview, bringing your vision to life with expert editing, design, and marketing tools tailored to your publishing success. That's EC Publishing, LLC. Information, by the way, in today's program and a direct link to Merrill's website on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Merrill's website, once again, is merrillvaughn.com. Books available there and, of course, wherever books are sold. You're listening to This Week in America and more on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.